sharing the reward. For who will hearken unto you in this matter? But as his part is that goeth down to the battle, so shall his part be that tarrieth by the stuff, they shall part alike. 1 Samuel 30 verse 24. Have you ever been involved in a relay race? The first runner on the team does what they are required to do and then returns to their place while the next one goes. They do not just relax, feeling that their part is done. No, they cheer their teammates on. Everyone on the team shares the reward. David and his men had been away fighting in a battle. When they returned, weary and worn, they met with bad news. An enemy had come, burned their city, and captured all their wives and children. Quickly they reorganized and set out to recover what they could. Half of them were so weary that they could not go on, and so David left them to watch over their belongings. Their search was successful, and they returned with their wives and children, their cattle, and much spoil. Some did not want to share what they had gained with the ones left behind, but David would not allow this. Watching the goods was just as important as going to battle. Through the years, I have been involved in many areas in the church. I have taught in Sunday school, children's church, and Purpose Institute. I have been a youth leader, ladies' ministries leader, and taught home Bible studies. I have planned and cooked many meals. I am so thankful for the blessing of the Lord in all those areas. But now those days are in the past. I no longer have the strength and energy to be involved. But I still have a part to play by supporting and praying for those who are in those positions. Yesterday we talked about praying for our pastor and his family. Here are other groups that we can pray for. Worship team. We pray that the Lord will direct them as they choose the songs and that they will sing and play with the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Media team. Their faithful work behind the scenes, making sure that everything is working perfectly, allows those who are ministering to do their job without worry and frustration. Welcome team. As visitors enter our church, a smiling face and a friendly greeting will make them feel welcome and appreciated. Sunday school teachers and helpers. We pray that the Lord will anoint those who teach and give them wisdom and direction to reach each child with the gospel. Every year at Christmas, our pastor honors the volunteers in our church. Each year, there is a greater number standing together on the platform. He often makes the statement that he is waiting for the day when everyone in the congregation will be up there. But there will always be those who are just holding the flashlight. Without their prayers and support, the volunteers would not be successful in their jobs. Revelation 22 verses 12 to 14 and, "Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city." Thank you, Jesus, that you have a part for us all to play in your kingdom. Those who minister and those who support them in prayer will all receive their reward when you return. Devotion by N. Johnston.